What does a baby do before it's able to walk?
Crawl.
And if you saw something up in a tree and you wanted to get a closer look at it, so you'd go over to the tree and...
And look up.
Okay, and you, if you wanted to get up there to it, you'd
climb
have...
Climb up it.
Okay, so you'd say, I had to...
Climb the tree.
Okay, and yesterday I...
Climbed the tree.
Okay, and I often have...
Climbed the tree.
Okay. And if a man wanted to hide behind a low ledge, he'd have to...
Stoop.
Okay. And if a woman went up to an altar, you would say she went up to the altar and...
Knelt.
Okay. And if you're tired, you'd say, I'm going to go to bed and...
And sleep.
Okay. And all morning he...
Slept.
Okay. And talking about something you saw in your sleep, this is, you might say, this is what I...
Dreamt.
Okay. Often when I go to sleep, I...
Dream.
Okay. But I can't always remember what I've...
Dreamed.
Okay. You might say, I dreamt so-and-so, and all of a sudden I...
Awoke.
Okay.
I waked up.
Or waked up. Okay. And then if you bring your foot down real heavy on the floor, you say you...
He stomped his foot.
Okay. And if you met somebody at a dance or someplace like that, and you had your car, and you wanted to ask them whether or not you could drive them home, you would say, "May I?
May I give you a lift?
Okay.
Or may I take you home tonight? Or
okay.
Would you care to go for a ride?"
Would you use in that context carry you home?
Can I carry you home? Yeah. I've said that before.
Okay. If you wanted to get a boat up on land, you tie a rope to the bow and.
And pull.
Okay. And if your car is stuck in the mud, you'd ask somebody to get behind you and...
And push.
Okay. And if you carried a very heavy suitcase for a long distance, instead of saying, I carried it, you'd say,
for a long distance. I won't say toted.
Toted? You wouldn't say toted or even...
I don't know.
Lugged?
I lugged. I'd probably say lugged. I'd probably say toted, too, in certain instances.
Okay. Let me see. If some children come into your house and start playing with some things, you don't want them to fool with those things.
Yeah.
You'd say, don't what?
Don't mess with that, or don't play with that, or put that away, or
okay.
Something like that.
If you're playing, if some kids are playing tag, they usually have maybe the side of a house or a tree or something like that they can touch, and then they're safe. They call that what?
Base.
And if you're talking about playing football, at the end of the field are those posts. They're called the what?
Field goals.
Okay.
Or goal. Goal post.
Okay. If you throw a ball, you ask somebody to...
Catch it.
And you might say, I threw the ball and he...
Caught it.
And I've been fishing for trout, but I haven't...
Caught any.
Okay. And if we're going to go downtown... And you'd say, let's meet there. And I'm leaving first, but I'll
meet you there.
Okay, or I'll wait.
I'll wait for you.
Okay. If somebody's been working for you and you've had to fire him, he might come back a week or so later and say, oh, please, just give me another
chance.
Okay. If somebody didn't really know what was happening, really just didn't really know what was going on, but he wanted you to think he did, you might say, well, he didn't know what was happening, but he...
But he thought he did.
Okay, or acted?
Yeah, he acted like he did.
Okay.
He played the part.
Okay. If someone stole your pencil, let's say in school, what's a slang word you might use to...
He lifted.
Okay. Lifted it? Okay. And if you're talking about doing a letter, you might say, I've just
written.
Okay, and yesterday he...
You wrote a letter.
And tomorrow I'll...
Write.
Okay. And...